here's a story from The World.
Climate change is not a future problem. It's affecting people's lives right now. In Nigeria, it's led to conflict between farmers and cattle herders, specifically the herders of the Fulani ethnic group, in part because water is scarce and the land has become less productive. Ore Ogunbiyi tells a story to the Intelligence podcast from our partners at The Economist.
For centuries, the Fulani nomads have herded cattle across West Africa, traveling along these established routes from Nigeria to Mali. The Fulani people make up around 6% of Nigeria's population, which is quite a significant minority, but they spread really far across the Sahel. They're often incorrectly grouped with the Hausa, which is Nigeria's largest ethnic group, because they have a really long history of migration into Hausa land, so much so that the Hausa and Fulani languages have become almost mutually intelligible. About a third of the Fulani people, not all of them, are nomadic herders. And settled grazing has become more popular since the 20th century, but many Fulani are still nomadic, moving their cattle wherever the most favourable weather conditions are. Their way of life is becoming a little bit harder. There's a growing population in Nigeria, and that's put them in increasing conflicts with the people who live along the traditional Fulani routes. And in addition, climate change has reduced the amount of water available and has diverted the Fulani herders from their northerly routes down to the agricultural heartlands towards the south of Nigeria.
Ogunbiyi says that when villagers try and turn nomadic herders away from those farmlands, violent altercations can be common.
So cattle rustling, which is a traditional Fulani practice, adds to that volatility. Raids and reprisals sometimes lead to villages or nomadic encampments being burned and herders or farmers killed.
She says the Nigerian government has concluded that migratory grazing is no longer viable. There's a program now to help Fulani herders establish ranches. It's hoped that will also forge business relationships between the herders and farmers. But so far, no new ranches have been built in the 2 years since the plan was launched. As a result, local governments have started to ban all grazing on public land. The economist Ore Ogunbiyi says that's a prescription for more conflict.
I mean, yeah, the problems are multiplying. Benue State, for example, where the issue is particularly acute, is known as Nigeria's food basket. And widespread conflict there could threaten food security for the whole country. The instability has also been hijacked by other troublemakers, adding to the complexity. Although violence is typically blamed on Fulani herders, it's clear that Boko Haram and perhaps other criminal groups are exploiting the upheaval. So I think what we're seeing is a traditional Fulani practice becoming a lot more complex and threatening the security of the whole region.
Ore Ogunbiyi writes about foreign affairs for The Economist. She told this story to the Intelligence podcast from Economist Radio. You can hear more by looking for Economist Radio wherever you get your podcasts.